Hello, and thank you for joining us back for our B&I San Diego podcast. As you can tell, I've got one of my fantastic regulars, Mark Applebaum from Utah. Now, I love the fact that you're in Utah, but you also work in Tampa, Florida. You know, how's that working out?
It works out great. I was just there 2 weeks ago. I hung out on the beach, visited some chapters, and I'm back home in Utah again.
Yeah, so, and the weather's just a teeny bit different, right, from Utah to...
It was 75. 8 degrees there, and it's probably 58 right now.
Yeah. Well, Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. I'm a little tongue-tied today, but we're going to get through it. Mark, what's our conversation today?
So the topic today is the riches are in the niches. And so before I get to the main guts of the topic, and I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but almost every time I go to Costco with it, which is at least once a month.
That's where we do our date night, because that's the one place the kids don't go or don't want to go.
Okay. When I walk into the produce department and I see their pallets of blueberries or strawberries or lettuce or whatever it is, it just boggles my mind, because like growing up, I used to go blueberry picking with my dad in New York. And I know what it takes to pick blueberries. Now, I know there's machines to do it now, but just to think that there's a whole pallet of blueberries in this one Costco. And then down the street, there's another Costco, and another down the street from there. And then there's all the grocery stores in the area, all filled with blueberries. And just thinking about the abundance that is surrounding us, that we're all surrounded by abundance. Mm-hmm. And in the world of business, there's enough business for all of us. And yet so many members in the world of B&I can take a kind of a territorial approach to their membership and go, well, I do five things, I want to promote five things. And they don't realize it's not in their favor to do so. And that's why the riches are in the niches, that when you focus on your niche, and a phrase I learned probably 16 years ago, 17 years ago from a carpet cleaner here in Utah named John Stevens, he taught the phrase that when you turn your competition into your coopetition, everyone wins. And so I'd like to talk about that with you today.
No, I love that. And as you were talking, you know, you used the word abundance, which I love, right? Because there's plenty. I mean, let's face it. We live in the US. There's plenty of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, you go into somebody's household and there's a TV in every room. There's 2 to 4 cars in the driveway. We live in abundance. Yet for a lot of us in our business life, we live out of scarcity. Right. So having that abundant mindset in business is really going to help you set you up for success.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a quick story that whether members see value in this or not, with Ed and I first met in 2017 at a
global convention
for B&I in Long Beach. And prior to the convention, there was a 3-day training for executive directors and launch directors like myself on launching chapters. And during that training, I'd asked the question, because up until that point, I'd been in B&I for about 11, 12 years. And I had a different mindset than I do now. And that mindset was, and I use this example at this training, I said, hey, in the chapter I'm in, we have a member who's an attorney, and he's the only attorney in the chapter, and he does 5 different areas of law: estate planning, family law, personal injury, adoptions, all this. And I said, is it okay for him to promote all that if we don't have anyone else? And the whole room, including Ed, turned around to me, yelling at me, saying, no, it's not. And it wasn't until that day that I realized the importance of staying, not only staying in your lane, but focusing on your niche. Because in this case, for a number of reasons. One, for this gentleman, this attorney, great guy, told great attorney jokes, but got no business because he didn't brand himself as anything, because he tried to blanket everything. The other,
you're so generic, you're so general, that it you know, it's really easy to overlook things.
Exactly. And you would think, by him talking about every week different areas of law, that it would trigger us when somebody needed that area of law. It just didn't, ever. But if he was to brand himself as that one area that lit him up the most, whether it be family law, adoption, you know, estate planning, whatever it may be, And I'd like to share a few stories, examples of members and chapters that did split up a seat, and it was a win-win for those two members and the chapter. One, and this is not something that every chapter has to do, it's just an opportunity to look at. One, there's a chapter here in Salt Lake called Benai Goldmine, and it's one of the largest chapters in the region. It's about a 75, 80 member chapter. And I don't know if they're still there, but for a number of years, they had two mortgage lenders. One did purchases, one did refis. Now, they both did both types of loans, but they said, I'm going to stick with this, you stick with that. And if I went to the purchaser for a refi, they said, nope, talk to this person. And they gave that business away. That's an abundant mindset, knowing that when you're ready for what I do, or the people you have that are ready for what I do, you'll refer them to me. Now, in that model, if you had two lenders, one doing purchases, one doing refis, and with the market we're in, it could actually work really well with the way the rates are. You could have somebody that focuses on reverse mortgage, have somebody that does commercial loans, have somebody that does strictly VA loans. You could have five lenders in a chapter and be a win-win for everyone.
Well, and there are those classifications, at least within, because obviously this is a BNI-esque conversation.
Yes.
In chapters, there are individuals who only want whether it's the bookkeeper, the CPA, the new one for me is fractional CFO. You know, you've got these classifications that are very close and probably each one of those individuals can do different things in all three of those genres, but by really focusing and focusing on your target market, I guess, you know what? That's, I think, part of it is who is your target market? And if you understand your target market and you specialize with a particular type of client and everything else that could go to you, but if you're willing to give it to somebody else, because guess what? There are going to be things that they do or that they don't want to do that you could be doing. And it's funny because I have a sticky on my desk right now, and it says, not everyone is your client. Now, you and I need to do a podcast on that topic alone,
Exactly.
but it applies here, right? Because not everyone do we want, not every type of business, even within our own genre of business, do we want? And if we can learn how to just focus on a few, it's amazing the collaboration that can happen.
You know, a friend of mine in Tampa, Rich Fika, who's one of our trainers in the region, he's also one of the members and past presidents of one of the largest chapters in the country, which is now 108 members. He's a successful PNC personal lines insurance agent. And one of his lines that I learned last year from him was, so many members are worried about the dollar another member is going to take away out of their pocket instead of the $1,000 they could put into their pocket.
Yeah, it's really true. Again, it's abundant mindset.
Now, another quick story. Now, this wasn't an actual member per se, but a number of years ago, there was a travel agent member in a chapter. And one day, a visiting travel agent attended the meeting. The member travel agent got a little territorial about the visitor travel agent being there. And at the end of the meeting, the member approached the visitor and they started talking and they realized they had completely different niches. And they ended up, it didn't, you know, the visitor didn't end up joining the chapter, but the two of them ended up sharing an office together and working together because it was such a match made in heaven. And so I invite everyone listening to this to think about what do you do? What do you do that you love the most? And again, you may do five things, but which one of those five things do you love more? And are there four other services that you could find other members for that do their niche and that you could actually feed each other business? Another example, actually, in this 108 member chapter, they have, I believe they're up to three different junk hauling
Oh,
companies
wow.
as members. One does the bin rental, one does the demo, one does the hauling. And even though all three do all three services, one prefers one prefers this, one prefers that, and they feed each other business.
Well, and that's the key thing, right? You just said it. They feed each other business. This is where we're one of the things that we're trying to do here in San Diego is really help our referral partners. That's what we call our members. Help our referral partners have that abundance mindset to let people know that there's room for people in the room that you would think that are competitors for you, but if you just open yourself up to even have a dialogue with them and figure out what they do and the collaboration that can happen between it. We see it all the time. You used an example of it. We've got CPAs and bookkeepers and attorney. We have chapters with 7, 8 attorneys in them. And all of them to, I mean, anymore, the term general attorney is that's not even a thing as much anymore. But all of these attorneys can do elements of their fellow referral partners, but they choose to focus on the one, give up those, one or two referrals that they might get so that from the other attorney, they can get a plethora of them from areas that they don't want as well.
Exactly. You know, it's funny that you brought up attorneys, and I realize the more attorneys in a room, there's a joke in there somewhere about that. But
Yes, there is.
there's a chapter here in Salt Lake called B&I Winner Circle, and they are about a 40 plus member chapter. And I don't know if they still do, but there was a time that they had 9 attorneys in a chapter. But there was before that, this is going back about 7 years ago, there was 6 attorneys in a group, and there's actually a YouTube video of them where all 6 attorneys stand up on this video and they call themselves the B&I law firm. And
Oh,
even though
wow.
each of the attorneys work for a different firm, they refer so much business to one another. That's why they call themselves the B&I law firm. One example is Steve Lovell, the real estate attorney in the chapter. In his firm, they do family law, but he gives the family law referrals to Aaron Millar, the family law attorney in the chapter. And so he's giving business away from his own firm to somebody who's going to be ending up feeding him back.
Yeah, because I'm sure that other firm. There are things they're going to be gaining clients that they don't want to do that the other do. I mean, that's the beauty of having that relationship and being willing to open yourself up to look at things from an abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset.
Exactly.
Because we don't want everyone. The when you hear people say, "Oh, I want, the chiropractor that says anybody with a spine or those individuals that want that are asking for everyone," let's face it, you really don't want everyone. There are going to be clients that you would love to be able to hand off to someone. And here's another benefit of being collaborative. Guess what? I just realized this the other day because it just happened. Professionals retire. And when you've built some good collaborative relationships with people in your own industry, well, when it's a good collaborative relationship back and forth, somebody's up for retirement, who do you think there's going to be looking to maybe buy that book of business? Or, hey, you know what? I need to, I'm going to be stepping back. I'm going to be retiring. We work really well together. Are these the type of clients that you would love to be able to have? So there's a lot more benefit to, the riches in the niches. Who's the one that shared that phrase
Spencer
with you?
Reynolds, the executive director of B&I Tampa, and when he shared it, it had nothing to do with B&I, but it relates so well to B&I.
And it really does. It's interesting because just recently we've been having some conversations with some individuals because when you mentioned earlier that in a B&I chapter, when sometimes someone will come in to visit that is in somebody's classification and they become very territorial, right? The mine mentality. And one of the things that I've realized during that moment, and this may be even, we may even touch on something that we should probably do in another podcast, but I'm going to share a small example. When you've got someone who comes in and someone in, let's say that I was a CPA and another CPA wants to visit the chapter. They want to learn about B&I. And instead of having the scarcity mindset of, no, we don't want them here. They can't visit here. I'm the CPA here in the room. I love it when we see those referral partners that welcome them in and say, no, come on in. We want to get to know you. I'm the CPA in the room, but just, share a little bit about yourself. Those are the individuals that I have great respect for, because what that tells me is that they have built the relationships in that room in such a way that this is their house. And when somebody visits their house, they have no question about whose house it is, and they're not worried about somebody else coming in and stealing a customer, because they have built the relationships in such a way that they know these are my people.
Exactly. Like if
And
you're
holy
doing your
moly, that
job, yeah, if you're doing your job in the chat in your network, you don't have to worry about that at all.
and it applies in this area of the niches are in the riches, right? If we keep to our lane, we call them swim lanes in B&I. Keep to our lane, we build those relationships, we pass referrals to one another, and we actually actively engage in, how can I get this guy, how can I get this girl, lady, a referral? And guess what? As once you see one or two start, and then all of a sudden it just start, it's like a snowball effect. And I'm sure you've seen that before.
Many times, many times. And I just had a thought about my example before about the splitting up the mortgage seat. And I don't, I please, any mortgage lenders out there listening to this, please don't send hate mail to me. I'm not trying to hurt your business. This is just an idea that could help. But if you are a member that feels like you've got five things and you want to promote five things, which we would title in B&I a category hog, just to be open about that, I invite you to really look at how is it helping or hurting the chapter? Because when you look at it, when you really break it down, each individual in networking in B&I knows X amount of people, on average, 200 to 300 people on average. So if you know 200 to 300 people, and there's but and you're doing five different and you're trying to promote five different things, instead of promoting one thing and allowing four other people to mo promote and be open with their contacts, that's another 1,200 to 1,500 more contacts the chapter would have access to that you're
In,
now.
including you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And
So.
we're not talking about, slicing up a particular classification in B&I. We're talking about those industries, those classifications. For instance, the trades, right? There's a general contractor, there's a plumber, there's an electrician, there's, I mean, all of the different elements of the trades that are in a chapter, and they work really well together. And because they realize how much business they can gain from one of those individuals walking in to meet their client. Now they have this team of people that they can walk in, and it makes them look even better. Like you mentioned, I love the B&I law firm. I love that concept, and helping people understand that's an abundance mindset. That's where we as a team can support one another. I love that.
Because I don't know if how it's how it is in San Diego, but here in Utah, with let's say H heating and air conditioning companies, you'll see a truck that says heating and air, electrical, plumbing, and it's like, and yeah, that company does all those areas. But if they're in a chapter, they're going to do one of those things. And to really look at if that company picks the HVAC seat, there may be an electrician out there that just does electrical work. That's all they do. And so yes, you can't be, promoting electrical work, but that electrician could be feeding you HVAC work all day long. And the plumber that may just do plumbing may be feeding you HVAC work all day long. So who's winning from this?
And
You
that
are
just
winning.
goes back to the point of be willing to be open and have a conversation with someone. Find out what they're doing. Go do a one-to-one with someone and find out a little bit about them and how you can support their business, even if they're in a similar or like industry. Build those relationships. Build the collaboration. Help yourself gain an abundance mindset. Look those words up, abundance mindset. It's not scarcity. It's not, you know what, the pie is only has so many slices. In business, that pie will continue to go and go and go and go if you're feeding it. And that just reminded me, I got a flash in my head. My wife has really gotten into like doing sourdough bread, which
Mm-hmm.
is I love because I love bread. She's been doing all kinds of things. And I've learned from her watching that, every day or every couple of days, she has to feed the sourdough. And when she feeds it, it grows. And if we can learn how to feed our referral partners in the room, guess what? Everything grows, including our own business. Ooh, there's another podcast. Feed your sourdough. Okay, Mark, as we come to a close, doing the Columbo. Remember when Columbo used to, for those of you who are old enough to remember who Columbo is, he'd get ready to go out the door and then he'd go, just one more thing. If there was something, kind of a nugget in your head that you want to leave with our fellow listeners today, what would it be in the area of the riches or in the niches?
Simply that, first a quote by one of my favorite quotes by a gentleman named Werner Erhard that says, "There's something I do not know, the knowing of which would make a difference."
Ooh.
So consider what Ed and I are talking about right now is not in any way meant to hurt your business. It's simply meant to help grow your business. So these are ideas that chapters members use and utilize with an abundant mindset to really work, collaborate with one another to take their business, their network, and their chapter to a whole nother level. And so we hope you adopt this. If you're not there yet, whatever we can do to support you to get there, we're here to help you.
And I will even add to that, if this interests you at all or you struggle with this, I'm going to encourage you, and I apologize, Mark, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to Mark Applebaum.
Please
His
do.
contact information obviously is in our show notes, and have a discussion. And because we do have people that struggle in this area. I was probably one of those many years ago, but luckily I had people pouring into me to help me realize how much business is out there if we're working it collaboratively with other people around us, which is what we do in BNI, which is why I love BNI so much. Mark, again, always a pleasure. I look forward to having you. Obviously, we're gonna see you back in the near future. I'm looking forward to some more
Thanks for having me.
fantastic topics. But thank you, and for our audience, thank you for listening in on the topic of the riches are in the niches. Make sure that you're always striving to have an abundance mindset. We look forward to seeing you back with us next time. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruise Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruiseproductionsinc.com.